FM 90.3 WJTL Newsboys, God's Not Dead, Like a Lion, Nash Revival, One Line. And we celebrate Matthew Ward's birthday. He's part of the second chapter of Acts, Mansion Builder. We played for that one. Good morning to you, Liam and Fred, with you, 704.
You're going to want to join Christy Lee. She's counting down WJTL's top 25 songs every Friday morning from 9 to 11. And again, on Saturday evenings from 7 to 9. WJTL's top 25 countdown is sponsored by Dutch Valley Food Distributors in Myerstown.
This morning, our very special guest, our friend Aaron House, is here. Aaron, the executive director of Piercing Work. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning, Fred.
We're always excited when you're coming. You bring such energy to the studio. It's always great to have you.
It's a blast to be here.
Yeah. Any shout outs this morning?
I do. Actually, I believe my children are listening. Caleb, awesome. Aria, Malachi, and little Jaira.
Oh, that's awesome. And they were pretty excited. Dad's on the radio.
They're super stoked. Yeah. And so, hey, kids. And then also, my Christian Business Fellowship group is having breakfast without me this morning. It's Julie Stone, Sam Shoemaker, Tony Snyder, Ivan Nolt, Lynn Bodner, Nancy Mahesey, and Darren Stoltzfus. So
awesome.
Anyways,
that's great.
So shout out to you guys as well.
Yeah, shout out to everybody. It's always great to have you here. Aaron, tell everybody what Piercing Word is doing.
Yeah, Piercing Word. We are continuing to come alongside pastors, Christian leaders, bringing God's Word center stage, both here in Lancaster County and beyond, at churches, colleges, conferences, special events, you name it. And everything we do is word for word from the Bible, from the ESV Bible. So the scripture is our script.
And how long have you been doing this now?
Since 2007, we've been doing this. So
that's great. Any great stories or any testimonies from, you know, recent performances that you could share with us?
Yeah. So one of the biggest things we're celebrating and praising God for is in 2023 alone, we saw 99 people come to saving faith in Jesus at the end of a live scripture performance.
Wow. There's one more out there you need to find.
That's right. Yeah, there you go. Just one more. Yeah, just leave the 99. There it is. Yeah.
That's pretty awesome. And tell us about some of the performances you've done this past year.
Yeah, so we did a national tour of the One Story that went through. We went through 15 states this last year.
Wow!
And 15 states, 129 events for over 21,000 people.
Wow! So that is amazing.
Yeah.
You've got some upcoming events you're excited about.
Yeah. So right here in Lancaster, we're going to be doing this weekend, we're going to be doing a double feature of Stewardship and Passion the Musical at Lancaster Alliance Church, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So Stewardship is our board game themed scripture performance that has just passages from throughout the Bible that talk about how to use our God-given resources from a biblical perspective.
Yeah.
And then Passion the Musical is obviously right here in the Easter season appropriate.
Yeah.
It's the Last Supper, trial, crucifixion, and resurrection of Jesus in a modern urban style telling with original scripture music.
And then you're doing a one-man show, I understand, at the Trust. Tell us about that.
Yeah, the Gospel of Mark.
Wow.
March 1st and 2nd
at
the Trust.
And downtown Lancaster.
Downtown Lancaster. So
if folks want to find out about all these performances, they can do that online.
Yeah, piercingword.org/events.
Yeah, check it out. We're going to talk more with Aaron coming up, and we'll talk more about these shows and find out more about some of the details, if that sounds okay with you.
Sounds great.
All right, on the way, more music to Brandon Murphy, Blessing Offer, all coming up.